At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Doug Gottlieb. You know, our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for fast, free shipping, free roadhouse protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Firestone Destination AT2. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive, simply go to TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, that's the way tire buying should be.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit Spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
All right.
This is the Doug Gottlieb Show. Here's In the Bonus with Doug Gottlieb.
Doug Gottlieb Show in the Bonus. Fox Sports Radio. I want to congratulate the Dallas Cowboys. You know why? Because they did what you're supposed to do. Like, what do you mean? So they have Dak Prescott, gigantic cap hit next year. And there was some talk about redoing his contract so that it would lessen the cap hit and the Cowboys could get more talent around him. But the issue is, if you lessen the cap hit, you have to extend his contract, and then you're locked into Dak for years and years and years to come. And you've compensated, maybe overcompensated Dak Prescott for years now. He's been the starting quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys for, what is it, 7 years? No, more than that, right? If you had to guess, okay, how long has Dak Prescott been the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys? I know the answer to it. I'm asking you, Iowa Sam, because I know you just looked it up, Dan. Jason, totally fine. Okay, how many years would you guess he's been the starting quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys?
7 years.
7 years. It's pretty good. It's pretty good. He has. So what they did was, remember, he came in 2016. So, 2016, 2017, 2018, 2019, 2020, 1, 2, 3, okay, 8 years. Am I right? Is it 8? 8 years. So, he was underpaid the first couple, and then he's been either rightfully compensated or overcompensated the past couple of years. Is that fair? Plus, he makes a ton of endorsements off, the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys. So, it all kinds of even out. In 8 years, how much money do you think Dak Prescott's made? You guys want to take a guess? I have it in front of me. That's why I'm asking you. Okay, I'm not acting like I know way more shit than you. You know,
$103
million. $103 million in 8 years.
Yes.
Okay. That's to date, right?
Yes.
Okay.
We're talking about everything?
No, just contract.
Okay. $103 million, I'll say.
Just contract. Jay Stu, do you think that's over? You're over or under $103 million?
I think it's under, so I'm going to say $104 million.
$104
million.
Okay, his to date through 8 seasons, he's made $162 million.
I won that. Wow.
Okay. Now remember, he made $450, $540, $630, $2 million, and then $31 million in 2020. That's when the new contract came on. Okay, so the Cowboys next year, in his final year of this deal, $29 million. And a $5 million restructure bonus, so that's $34 million. He'll made roughly $200 million, $196 million, by the end of his 8 years. It's a good run, right? It's an average of $25 a year throughout an 8-year run. Or 9 years, so it's a little less than that. So it's a $58 million cap hit, I believe. It's a gigantic cap hit. Okay? So what do you do? Well, they could have restructured. Instead, they're going to let him essentially set his own market. And I've often wondered why more teams don't do this. In the rest of the business world, that's generally what you do. Guys, like Gonzaga's guys last week were super critical of Long Beach State for firing Dan Munson. And they're like, man, they didn't offer him any severance. His contract expired. Like, they just didn't renew his contract. I get that it sucks. Should there be a severance thing? Absolutely. Now, he will have a pension with the state of California for, 17 years of service. But still. But again, all of that has to be negotiated in the contract. I just like that the Dallas Cowboys said, like, hey, you know what? At some point, Dak Prescott has run its course. And let's see if it's next year. Don't force ourselves, like, for a little bit of cap freedom, we would have to extend him beyond next year. That doesn't make sense to anybody. And we're at this place in the media where the players are never wrong. The owners are somehow greedy. And it's like, look, none of this has to do with money Jerry Jones is making. Jerry Jones makes money whether Dak makes 50 or Dak makes 10. Doesn't matter. He makes money based upon home games, how many home games, it to make the playoffs, it to make the Super Bowl, all the sales. That comes from a different pile of money. But the Dallas Cowboys, I'm not going to say they grew a pair of balls, but a little bit of a backbone stiffening in that, let's just see what Dak can do when he's in a contract year. If he's really, really, really good, you know what we can do? We can give him a new contract. Or we can franchise tag him. But what you shouldn't have to do is come off another pitiful playoff performance. That was pitiful, right? I mean, you throw two pick sixes in the first half at home against a bad defense, and you cost your team any chance to win a game. It's a pitiful. We're not going to reward that with a contract extension. I think it makes total sense. And, oh, yeah, by the way, none of it stops you from at any point in time between now and next year renegotiating an extension.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporting handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from a full line of BF Goodrich tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their BF Goodrich test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. Be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires at a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com, ExpressPros.com today.
Let's get to what the Fox said.
And now.
What does the Fox say?
Here's Dan Patrick talking about what John Calipari said in regards to the age of college basketball teams.
John Calipari is coming back to Kentucky, and he says that he needs to change, do some things differently, obviously. I don't know if he's going to go transfer portal crazy here, because he normally brings in a pretty good class of recruits. I don't know what his recruiting class, you know, if are they in the top five again? I'm guessing. Yeah, Paulie.
There's two. They're one and two with Duke. It's flip-flops. But yeah, it's Kentucky and Duke had the top two recruiting classes. But again, they're all 18-year-olds.
And I was also looking at this. I was wondering, because I'm watching OKC play the Pelicans. Oklahoma City, the NBA team, has an average age. Their starting lineup is 22.6 years. So Shai Gilgeous-Alexander's 25, Lu Dort, 24, Jalen Williams, 22, Chet Holmgren, 21, Josh Giddey, 21. And then I started to wonder, how old is North Carolina's roster in this year's tournament? Well, North Carolina's average age, their starting five, is 22.3 years. Oklahoma City's starting lineup average age is 22.6.
Well, it's never really been a secret, but now it's no longer a secret that age wins. And here's what you don't know, okay? My senior season, we ended up ranked, I don't know, it was like fourth or fifth in the country, lost in the Elite Eight to Florida. And Florida had, I think it was like nine guys that went on to play in the NBA. Mike Miller, Matt Bonner, Udonis Haslam, right? Justin Hamilton, and others. They had a squad. Maybe it was like seven guys. And we had one. Desmond Mason, who was a first-round pick, played a decade in the NBA. But the reason that we were able to be so competitive was we were old. I finished playing college basketball at 24. Several of my teammates were 22 and 23 years old as well. And so when you played younger teams, and the reason we were better than, we wanted to play, we thought we were going to play Duke in the Elite Eight. And that Duke team, the next year, won a national title. But that year, you had Jason Williams as a freshman. You had Mike Dunleavy Jr. as a freshman. You know? And Boozer and Brandon, those guys, we had played against when they were freshmen as well 2 years previously. So they were juniors. But yeah, they say get old, stay old. That's really the sport.
34 points, 23 rebounds, 4 blocks. AD was the best player on the floor. And LeBron didn't play, so AD and Austin Reeves saw that as a green light to take over offensively. And for the record, this once again illustrates, unlike the Warriors without Steph, the Lakers are actually 6-4 without LeBron, and they score more points. Now, my theory on that is D'Angelo Russell and LeBron, I don't think LeBron loves his game. D'Lo last night in the second half was money. He got shots that he wouldn't normally get or take with LeBron on the floor. So when LeBron doesn't play, Austin Reeves knows, I got to be more aggressive. D'Lo, who I don't think always fits with LeBron, they almost traded him, he steps up, and AD realizes, I'm the leader of the team. A couple years ago, when you asked AD, here's the baton, be the guy, he shrank, he disappeared, he was never healthy. Something has happened with Anthony Davis over the last year and a half. When LeBron's out, he grabs that baton and he takes over and he is dominating. They were down 19 late in the fourth quarter and came roaring back. No LeBron, so they play a different style without LeBron. And if you look right now at the Western Conference standings, the way they do this in the NBA with a play-in game, 7 through 10 will play in, play off, and only two will survive. And right now, I would take the Lakers over Sacramento, Phoenix, or the Warriors, or an improving Houston.
Over Houston? I mean, like, is that really what we're comparing ourselves to? I understand it was a great comeback win against the Bucks. I get it. And Austin Reeves was awesome, and he did so without LeBron. The reality is that the Lakers know the Lakers' best chance of winning a title would be either if everybody else has, or the Nuggets get beat or have injuries, or next year. You know, but yeah, I mean, D'Angelo Russell is better without LeBron in the game. By the way, D'Angelo Russell couldn't play. They couldn't play him against Denver in the playoffs. He's just too enigmatic. And I feel like a great D'Angelo Russell game is the last thing you want because it's fool's gold. Like, there's a reason they went out and got Gabe Vincent. Now, he hasn't played because of his knee, but they went out and got Gabe Vincent because they don't think that he's good enough. So I just look at it as a great regular season game. It's a competitive team. They may be able to scare somebody, but I don't think they're beating the elite teams. And we're comparing them to Houston? Come on.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from a full line of Kumho tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. Be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires at a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com, ExpressPros.com today.
Let's find out who or what is annoying Jason Stewart.
And now, it's your annoying.
Jay Stu, the floor is yours. Who or what's annoying you today?
Let's see. The Ice Cube bait job today, and everyone's falling for it. Remember 10 years ago or so, RFK Jr. leaked that Aaron Rodgers could be his VP, and everybody in our industry fell for it and had a joke about it, brought awareness to RFK Jr., and I resented that. On the front page of ESPN.com right now, Ice Cube willing to give Caitlin Clark $5 million. Total bullshit. I don't even think they have $5 million to give anybody. And great publicity for the big three in the middle of this tournament. Let's create some kind of awareness for this league that nobody pays attention to, that's been on the verge of going away. I resent that everyone's falling for this. Remember I said last week we couldn't find the Shohei Ohtani gambling scandal in its early stages on ESPN.com, but it's the second story today. Ice Cube.
Yeah. I mean, it's insane. Insane. But you're right. The best part about Ice Cube wasn't he suing the NBA because he says the NBA's been trying to take them down?
I don't think he has any grounds to sue them, but he has made those statements.
No, he's suing the NBA. And they're sitting there going like, "Really? We got to extend these resources to okay, I like that. I get that. Are you annoyed at him or are you annoyed at us in the media?
Well,
Which are you more annoyed with?
I don't blame him because what he's done has worked. I just resent that he's gotten people actually talking about this as if it'll ever happen, as if anything like this will ever happen. And by the way, Lexi Brown, who I guess plays for the WNBA, she quote tweeted this story. So no other women's basketball player has came to mind in the last 7 years. So now it's going to be about race. So this will be fun. So we'll do a whole new news cycle about Ice Cube is racist.
Yeah, and the other part is, I hate bad grammar. Has come to mind. Let's just actually do something that everybody knows we should do, and we feel like standoffish about it. If you can't speak the English language and you grew up here, like, have a friend who's like, hey, that's the wrong tense. Read the sentence again. No other woman's basketball has come to mind.
Correct. Yep.
Okay. It's not that big a deal, but it is a big deal. But what happens is we've let it go for so long, like Brad Grammer is just like, we're like fine with it now.
Oh, Doug, if you're seeking out the King's proper English on Twitter, then there's a lot of examples that irk me far more than that.
I understand, yeah. But we can't fight every battle. We can fight the battles that we can win and the ones that are in the context of sports radio. In this case, his tweet works because he's making a great point, because WNBA players, women's basketball players, are happy with nothing. Nothing. They've had a league that nobody's given a shit about for 25 years. Okay, it's a summer league to them. That's the truth. Where they really make their money, most of them, is overseas. This helps promote their brand. It's been really good. Now it's starting to be a little bit more vital as they've kind of figured out, hey, let's get out of the NBA arenas. Let's have smaller venues. Let's have it where summer camps can come and fill up our gyms and cheer and promote the stars. Like, it started to kind of work, but nothing is ever fucking good enough for the women. Nothing. Zero. Zero. I'm going to cut in here with something that's annoying. So you have people, and I got into it, one of these guys, bring up his name, on social media. You have people who are now covering women's basketball, and there's basically three types of people that are covering the women's basketball thing, the Caitlin Clark thing. There's either one, there's people who have covered women's basketball for a long time, and they're like, yeah, now finally getting the shine. There's two, there's people who, like myself, they like appreciate greatness, appreciate a love for a game, the working on it, and can appreciate it, and are parachuting in and enjoying it. And then you have people that don't really care, don't really pay attention, but want to use it and weaponize it for things that they don't like, right? And I'll give you an example of it. And this guy probably has covered, probably has covered women's basketball for a while. I don't really know. I don't know who this David Eichhold is. He's a Iowa Hawks.
I'm familiar with his work. Yeah.
Okay, Iowa Hawks insider. A 24/7 in CBS Sports. My opinions are my own. Okay, great. So he obviously covers Hawk hoops, men's probably more than others. And now he's covering, he's covering all this. Okay. So he writes, weird to people see people getting upset about Angel Reese, Cameron Brink, Caitlin Clark, and other female players swearing and showing more attitude. It's high level athletics. It makes it more fun. We need to do it more. Nobody says a word about a dude if he does it. Let him be. So what he's doing is he's doing the women are a victim now because we're paying attention now. And by the way, he's 100%. He's just as wrong as the RG3 argument over, hey, the only reason we're harsh to this quarterback is because he's black. No, we're harsh to every fucking quarterback. Every quarterback. Josh Rosen was out of the league. Out of the league like 3 years in. Josh Rosen started. He was a number 10 pick in the draft. And he was shipped to Miami the next year. He got 1 year. He was like, oh, man, I can't. Like, no, dude, it's the hardest position in sports. And if you're not any fucking good at it, you're out. You're done. It doesn't matter if you're black, white, mixed race, Hawaiian. If you're short, if you're tall, it doesn't fucking matter. Okay? And their attitudes are fucking awful. What are you doing? Cameron Brink, she's like the best player for Stanford, right? She fouls out against Iowa State. She walks by a ref and says, fuck you. Catches it clear as day. The ref didn't catch it, so she didn't get teed. They end up winning the game. Like, you're like, well, this has never happened. Do you guys not remember Marshall Henderson? Do you not remember Chris Kingsbury? You should remember. Iowa people remember Chris Kingsbury. Wore 14 because his favorite drink was 7-7. True story. Chris Kingsbury, like, dude, they went back, they showed it on Sports of him, like, punching a dude when nobody was looking. All the theatrics and attitude, like, of course, we've always made a big deal of it. Always, always, always. And what you do, here's what you do, David Eichhold, I'm sure you love Hawk hoops, but your love for Hawk hoops has gotten into the place where you can't actually see the forest because you're too close to the trees. people are falling all over themselves to get a piece of the Caitlin Clark story, right? She's awesome. There's nothing bad about it. With the exception of, hey, to whom much is given, more is expected. And I don't expect you, I'm not like one of these like clutching my pearls over some bad language. But dude, the camera's on you. Act like a fucking grown-up. All of the women, you guys are so, it's like a caricature of what you think the men's game is. Then watch the men's game. You know what they don't pick up? They don't pick up a player saying, fuck you to a ref. Do you know why? Because nobody's allowed to. Nobody. It doesn't happen. And when it has happened, you get kicked out of the game or kicked off your team. Nobody goes around and yells, you know, shut the fuck up to nobody. They just don't. Well, you don't know. Yes, I do. I fucking played the sport. I've covered it for 25 fucking years. Nobody acts that way. Nobody does this shit. They don't. They do the too small thing. Okay? That's about it. They do the too small thing. The biggest issue that people have with men's college basketball, in all honesty, is the fact that the coaches sometimes are on the court. That's it. That's the only decorum thing that we have. You're not allowed to do any of this shit in the men's game. Oh, we don't point it out in the men's game. Because it doesn't fucking happen. And stop lying and saying, oh, it's okay because it's Caitlin. No, it's not. Listen, if you want two sets of rules, fine. State that we want two sets of rules. Hey, listen, you can't criticize our athletes because they're women. You can't view them because they're women. That's okay. Okay? But that's not what we've been told. We've been told repeatedly, we want to be treated the same. Okay, then you have to raise the level of your behavior to that of the men's game. That's annoying me today. What else you got?
I want to hit on your first point. So the people covering the sport now are kind of taking the attitude of the players, especially on the WNBA level. And I've said this for a while now, right? As we're seeing all the commercials for the spring football. XFL and the USFL, I guess, have merged or whatever. That's cool. I'm not going to watch it. But that sport doesn't make me feel like an asshole for not watching it. The WNBA does. So I kind of respect the spring football thing. They know what it is. It's a niche thing. It might have an audience. But the WNBA just, at whatever point, got to this point where we were either misogynistic or racist or whatever because we don't watch you. It's like, no, I just choose not to watch you. Like, I choose not to watch
hockey. Well, the perfect example of that, by the way, is the rating for the Iowa women's game against West Virginia, which, by the way, was one of the worst officiated basketball games I've ever seen in my life. Okay? Like, was West Virginia super physical? Sure. Did they get a shitty whistle? Yes. Okay? And all of the people who are like, oh my gosh, you know, you've never watched West Virginia women's, like, actually I have. The coach came from Stephen F. Austin. My brother was an assistant coach at Grand Canyon. Again, like, you're walking into a gunfight with a fucking pencil, not even a knife. So I get the way in which they play, the way in which he's coached. It's super aggressive. They got screwed the other night. It was fucking embarrassing. Women's basketball needs to step up their game with their officiating, with the way in which they behave. What are you talking about? You're talking about the WNBA and the everybody's, yeah, like it's so tired. It's so fucking tired.
I mean, so those are two good ones.
But here's my point here's my point on the ratings thing. Sorry, on your I choose not to watch. Right, when people were given the opportunity to watch the men's game versus the women's game, it's like a 4 or 5 to 1 ratio on men's game versus women's game on cable. When there's nothing else on, people are now watching and getting into the Caitlin Clark story. I don't know if they get into any other games that are broadcast on standalone on ESPN. I don't believe they are. None of them even move the meter. So what we're doing is and this is a big thing, and we talked about this on the radio. We're misinterpreting data. I'm misinterpreting data. What I mean is people think that women's basketball is way more popular than it's been. No, it's not. People are into the Caitlin Clark story. This is like when I was at ESPN and the Tebow time thing, when he was pulling all those rabbits out of his ass, we were told, hey, you can't talk enough Tim Tebow. It's like, yeah, but if you force it, the ratings may tell you people want to talk about Tebow, but they don't want it at every moment artificially. People misinterpret data all the time. What's the most annoying? I think the most annoying is WNBA people. Like, again, paying more attention to your sport isn't good enough. You have to pay all attention to their sport. Or you're male chauvinist pig or racist or both. Oh, or you're anti-LGBTQ plus? Yeah. Or maybe you just don't dig women's basketball as opposed to other sports. Yay!
Why are we doing this?
Why do I?
Because we can.
So LeBron James has a podcast he's doing with J.J. Redick. Now, I heard it's way too inside basketball. Maybe you would like it. I do like it.
I watched it. I liked it.
Yeah. And that was my issue with Kobe's thing when he did that ESPN Plus thing. That was too inside basketball for me, but I think you'd like it. LeBron did offer this gem for this segment.
Everyone now is a narrative of this thing called I have a bag or he doesn't have a bag. It bothers the fuck out of me. Everyone thinks just because you get a favorable matchup that it means it's one-on-one time. Let's play ones. That's all you hear the kids talk about now.
Yeah, so the bag thing is obnoxious. The bag is all the moves that you have. And the reality is, and I tell this to kids all the time, reality is like real basketball, there's like one guy on the team that gets to have a bag. You know? Oh, Jason Tatum's back. Jason Tatum has a bag. Nobody else on that team has a bag. They all just catch and shoot or move the ball, post up, all the very traditional. Do you have to have a finishing package? Sure. Now, the only place I will contend with him is I've never been a big one-on-one guy, but I do think there's very much a place in teaching basketball for one-on-one because end of the game, you need two things. You need somebody who can get you a bucket going one-on-one or stop the guy going one-on-one. And the only way to know who you got and what you got is to do that in practice. Why can we play it for you? Because we can. Let's get to our pick of the day.
Okay, sir, the bet is to you.
All in, baby!
It's time for the pick of the day.
All right there, pick of the day comes to us from college basketball. And we're going to get ahead of things. With the Sweet 16. I think UConn is demonstrably better than San Diego State. They're as good as they were. They're a little different than they were last year. And I don't think San Diego State's as good as they were last year, but they're better offensively. And I think San Diego State has something called competitive greatness. Can you be great when greatness is called upon? That said, I'm not sitting here predicting they're going to beat UConn, but 10.5, too much. Give me the Aztecs. Aztecs. And the higher it moves, continue to load up on the Aztecs. It's a single-digit game. That's it for ITB in the bonus part of the Doug Gottlieb Show here podcast. Check out the radio show. Make sure you download and subscribe it, rate, and review. Tell a friend about it. I'm Doug Gottlieb.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.